Houtman Residence. Can I help you?
Is Adam there? Told him.
Arielle cut off her story. Her sensitive ears were caught by the familiar voice on the line. My husband's ex-wife.
I need Adam.
Christy Houtman sounded desperate.
Mom? Mom, what's wrong?
Get Adam!
Mom?
Jesse gave me a frantic look.
Adam!
He was in the living room talking to Daryl and a few of the pack who had lingered after breakfast.
Christy is on the phone for you.
It wasn't the first time Christy had called needing something. Dealing with Christy was usually enough to give me a stomachache. Not because of anything she could do to me or Adam, but Jessie, who loved her mother but was currently fighting to keep liking her, suffered every time that woman called. There was nothing I could do to stop it.
He's coming, Mom.
Please, tell him to hurry.
Desperate, hysterical tears. Those weren't unusual, but she sounded scared, too. And that wasn't anything I'd heard before. Adam walked into the room, and from his grim face, I could tell he'd heard at least part of what Christy had said. He took the handset from Jessie, but hugged her with the other arm. Jessie's eyes grew watery under his comforting hold. She gave me a frantic look before bolting away out the door and up the stairs, presumably to her room, where she could collect herself.
What do you need?
Can I come home?
Arielle glanced at me, but I was already wearing my blank face. She wouldn't be able to tell what I was thinking from my expression.
This isn't your home. Not anymore.
Adam! Oh, Adam! I'm in trouble. I need to come home. I've been so stupid. He won't leave me alone. He hurt me. He killed a friend of mine, and he follows me everywhere I go. Can I come home, please?
That wasn't anything I'd expected. Arielle quit trying to pretend she wasn't listening to every word and jerked her face toward the phone.
Call the police. That's what they're there for.
He'll kill me. Adam, he'll kill me. I don't have anywhere else to run. Please.
Werewolves can tell when people are lying. So can some of the other supernatural critters running around, like me, for instance. Over the phone is a lot trickier because a lot of the telltale signs involve heartbeat and smell, neither of which is possible to detect over a phone line. But I could hear the truth in her voice. Adam looked at me.
Tell her to come.
What else could I say? If something happened to her when we could help, I wasn't sure if I could live with that. I knew that Adam couldn't. Arielle continued to watch me. She frowned, finally turned away, and started to dry the dishes again.
Adam, please!
Adam narrowed his eyes at me and didn't say anything.
Adam!
I turned to find Mary Jo in the doorway. She is a firefighter, tough and smart.
She is owed by the pack for the years that she was yours. Let her come home and the pack will protect her.
He gave Mary Jo a look and she dropped her eyes.
It's okay, Adam.